Well, today's episode is on new e-verification rule of income tax return within 30 days. SAG InfoTech has shared tips on ITD's new rule of ITR e-verification. The Income Tax Department would diminish the time duration for the e-verification or hard copy submission of the ITRV, after furnishing the returns by the assessee, from the current 120 days to 30 days at the start of August 1st. The Council would be provided with a notification on July 29th mentioning the amendment in the time duration. So let's start. The verification of the income tax return duration. Here, you should learn the basics. Point number 1, e-verification of ITR finishes the return filing process. Point number 2, e-verification of ITR when it does not perform within the said time, an ITR would be treated as nullified. Point number 3, it has been decided that in respect of any electronic transmission of return data on or after the date of this notification comes into effect, the time limit for e-verification or submission of ITRV shall now be 30 days from the date of transmitting, uploading the data of return electronically, the notification specified. Point number 4, till this time, the duration to e-verify the income tax return or send the ITRV via post, after furnishing the ITR, was 120 days from the uploading date of the income tax return. Point number 5, the notification specified that for the case of the e-verification of the ITR or the hard copy ITRV would be sent via post above the threshold duration of 30 days, the return would be treated as late or above the last date. Point number 6, those who want to send ITRV in a hard copy could send it via the normal address through speed post only to Centralized Processing Center, Income Tax Department, Bengaluru 560,500, Karnataka. Point number 7, the date of dispatch of speed post of duly verified ITRV shall be considered for the purpose of determination of the 30 days period, from the date of transmitting the date of income tax return electronically, it articulated. Point number 8, due date to file IT returns by those assessees who do not need their accounts audited for the financial that finishes on 31st of March 2022 and ends on 31st July. Point number 9, on the last filing day on 31st July, record has seen with 72.42 lakh ITR furnished, carrying the cumulative returns to 5.83 CR, the level which was seen in the former year. Point number 10, via income tax return, an individual would be considered to submit information to the income tax department about the income and the due taxes and file the same for the year. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at blog.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.